This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, September 7th. Well, we have a cattle market that has rejuvenated itself after weeks of just a sideways price action, stuck in a relatively narrow range at all-time highs, I might add. The market appears to be kind of collecting itself and gearing up for a breakout to the upside. The deferred live cattle and feeders have done that. They've been able to break above this trading range, but the front months haven't quite had that kind of energy. So I think that that's about to happen. We're very close to getting that accomplished in the feeder cattle. You know, we're hovering at those trading range highs on the front months. And again, the back months are just starting to creep into new highs. In the live cattle, the market there, we're still in that trading range on most of these contracts, but we're kind of in the middle of the range in the front months, but toward the high end and bumping up against those trading range highs on the deferred contracts. Cash trade has gotten rolling so far this week at a little bit steady to maybe down one at around 184 on the Fed trade. Dress trade sitting around 289. Would be down just a bit from where we were a week ago. Box beef values were weaker yesterday. Choice down 191 at 314. Select down 193 at 288. So the spread gained 2 cents. We're sitting at 25.96. Movement was a pretty healthy 152 loads. So we are seeing some stoking of demand here on these cheaper prices. Now, that's a very good sign just to see demand improving. Yeah, on lower prices, but that's kind of confirming, you know, the typical seasonal demand shift as you start to consume more beef as you get into the late summer and into the fall. That appears to be happening. So that's all very supportive factors for the cash trade. Slaughter rate yesterday, 126,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 257,000. Of course, Monday was a holiday. That compares to last week at 375,000 and a year ago at 261,000. So running about, 4,000 less than where we were a year ago. But that's to be expected. You know, we're just getting into tighter numbers. And that's going to be the case for months on end here. We just had lower placements. We just have a smaller herd. And all of that is culminating into this this time window. We saw a lot of placements earlier because of the drought situations, but that just exacerbated herd reduction. Now we're in the very early stages of rebuilding those herds, and that's going to be, retaining a lot of heifers. And we saw some evidence of that in the semi-annual inventory report. As we get into the fall and the fall run of calves, typically this is when you really start to see the difference between, your heifer retention and what you're moving into the feedlots. So, here in September, you see the beginning stages of that fall run. But we have a big corn crop, big Milo crops. You got plenty of feed wheat around, and good hay crops across much of the northern plains. I just think that, you have something to feed these animals, and if nothing else, producers, if they have the space, are probably going to keep these heifers just to see what springtime looks like. And I think you're just going to see a sudden tightening of supplies even further of calves available to go into the feedlots. That keeps it keeps prices strong. Because you do have a lot of interest across the Midwest from farmers who would rather walk the corn off the place than drive it off. So there's going to be, I think, just steady, strong demand for these smaller feedlot operators to fill those pens. And they're competing with the big guys. So, everybody wants to fill their pens, and the numbers are just getting tighter and tighter. And you have plenty of feed around. So I think this bodes well for prices into the fall. I would look at least in early October for that seasonal high, and that could easily stretch into early November. After that, then, you've pretty much placed what you're going to place, and everything is set. So, we'll see if that pans out, but it sure looks like, you know, the market is starting to break out of this long trading range, and it's just going to slowly work its way higher into new all-time highs. It'll probably be a slow, steady grind to the upside, but, you know, because these are nosebleed levels, it makes people nervous when you get into these high prices, but I think they're going to go for it. I think because the feed is there and it's relatively cheap, they're going to take their chances on feeding these calves through the winter. Could make for a big run of heavyweight calves in the spring, but nevertheless, I think they're going to give it a shot. So that keeps prices well supported, at least for the next couple months would be my, well, at least the next month, month and a half. We'll see if it can extend into early November. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.